Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of dua. So we are doing the Mubarak du'as currently that are taught to us from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of these du'as appear in the Quran Sharif, and some of the du'as we are learning from the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today's du'a that we learn of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what to do with a person asking for guidance and asking to be kept on the straight path, to be kept upright. Now this being kept on the straight path is something that we are asking for in every rakat of every namaz. Look at this, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. O Allah, guide us to the straight path. So a person in every rakat of every namaz is asking the same dua. O Allah, guide us to the straight path. What it teaches us is a Muslim is always a straight person. A Muslim is an honest person. A Muslim is an upright person. A person looks as a Muslim and he can trust a Muslim. Why? Because this is something that he is asking for all the time, and this is something that he is taught to do. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, this riwayat comes in Bukhari Sharif. One occasion he gathered the ulama, all the ulama of that time, he gathered them and he addressed them as Ya Ma'ashar al-Qurra, O people, O gathering of Qurra. Qurra means they in this, O people of ilm. Those people that had knowledge of Quran were known as the people of ilm. So, O people of ilm, istaqimu faqad sabaqtum sabqan ba'ida. That you people remain very, very firm. Because you people are far ahead. Now, this was close to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That you people are far ahead in terms of time. He goes on to say, وَإِنْ أَخَذْتُمْ يَمِينًا أَوْ شِمَالًا لَقَدْ ضَلَلْتُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. If you people, in other words, the ulama of the ummah, and coming at such an advanced time in this ummah, if you people have to stray to the right, or you have to stray to the left, then you will be very, very far, or very distantly misguided. You will go very far off the path. Imagine addressing this sahaba, or the tabi'een at that time, the ulama of that time, and he's warning them. If you people have to veer to the right or veer to the left, in other words, go off the straight path, you don't continue on the straight path, لَقَدْ ضَلَلْتُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا, you will go into heavy misguidance. Now imagine me and you, so far away from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how necessary it is for us to remain on the straight path, remain on the clear path. Don't go into anything that's ambiguous, don't go to anything that is doubtful. Stay on the straight path, we will reach our destination. Sometimes you find, as Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, gives this example, that a person that is flying in an aeroplane, say for example, he's going from here to Makkah Sharif. If the pilot decides that I just want to go a few degrees off when he leaves Johannesburg Airport, he says, never mind, 4 or 5 degrees, what difference does it make? But through that whole distance of that journey, 4 or 5 degrees make a very big difference. He'll end up in another city of another country, just by going to the right or by going to the left. He'll have to go on course if he wants to reach his destination. He'll have to reach Jeddah before a person can then proceed to Makkah Sharif. He'll have to go on course. He can't just decide it's only a matter of a few degrees this way and a few degrees that way. So like that, we are heading towards Akhirat. And if we move off that course, we move off that navigation that we've got, then we'll go into a heavy type of misguidance. So here we'll see the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also asking for this guidance to the straight path. An Ali radiallahu anhu, qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qul Allahumma ahdini wa saddidni. Wa fi riwayatin, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa sadad, rawahu Muslim. That Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, say, in other words, make this dua, Allahumma ahdini wa saddidni. O Allah, guide me and keep me upright. Ulama give a translation of this, Saddidni, O Allah, mujhe seedha raat dikla. O Allah, show me the straight path. Show me the path that is to you, the straight path. I don't want to go off course in this life. I want to meet you in a condition that you are happy with me and I am happy with you. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling his cousin and son-in-law, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, that make this dua, Allahumma ahdini wa saddidni, O Allah, guide me and keep me straight, keep me upright. Another narration has it that, O Allah, this dua, slight variation, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda was-sadad, O Allah, I ask you for guidance and I ask you to keep me on the straight path. I ask you to keep me upright. This dua is also mentioned in, or this riwayat is mentioned in Muslim Sharif and Abu Dawud Sharif. Ulama explained, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has stated that just as it will be difficult on the day of Qiyamah to walk on the bridge of Sirat, it is likewise difficult to walk on the straight path in this world. One who walks firmly on this path in this world will be able to cross the bridge of Sirat on the day of Qiyamah. A man was straight on this world. In this world he was straight. He chose the straight path. The path of Mustaqim. Sirat Mustaqim he chose, this path. And Allah will make it such that it will be easy for him to walk on the bridge of Sirat on the day of Qiyamah. Why? In this world he chose the straight path. But if this person chose the doubtful path, the crooked path, let's do this and let's do that, and let's make a scheme here and let's make a scheme there, and let's try and make this halal, make that halal, and make excuses for everything, then what will happen is this person is going off the course in this world. It will become very difficult for him on the day of Qiyamah to cross over the Sirat. So a person requires both guidance and the strength to remain on the steadfast, on the straight path. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had told Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to ask for both these things, that Allah guide me and then keep me on the straight path. A person needs the light of guidance, a person needs the light of the road, and he also needs the light of hidayat to get to his path. The ulama explained, when a person is traveling, then he needs, if it's dark, completely dark, he'll either have the light of his car, that will give the light to the road, and at the same time he must have the knowledge of the road, otherwise all the roads are there and he got lights but he won't know where to go. So therefore we need both the things. We need the light of the road also, which is hidayat, and we need the straight road that will take us to the right destination. Otherwise we can have a straight road that will take us to Cape Town, but we are intending to go to Johannesburg. Therefore you find the beauty of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They match each other so perfectly in their words, so comprehensive in what it covers. Yeah, it covers both the road and also the light to the road in this particular dua. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.